You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David, and I'm very happy to have with me today Claude Charron from the Borough of Lennoxville, recently elected, Jennifer Garfitt, who's representing Uplands District, I think, and Bert Collins, well-known. The three figures are very well-known here in the region. And yes, so I'll start by congratulating the three of you on your recent win in the municipal elections.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Claude, were you surprised at the elections, or was it something that you were expecting?
No, I wasn't surprised, but you never take a chance. I worked hard at it.
You did?
Did all the doors in Lennoxville, so that was a chore. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't surprised, but you never chance it. That's all.
And Jennifer, you're a newcomer to politics. That's a little surprising that you decided to turn your efforts to politics and...
Well, maybe newcomer recently, but when the last time I ran for anything was in high school.
Wow.
And I've followed politics through the years, but I was never involved. And it's just some things happened last winter and the spring, and it got me thinking. And then when I told my sons that I was thinking about running, and my oldest son asked me if I didn't do it, would I regret it in the future? And I said, probably. And he said, well, why don't you try it then? And if you don't win, at least it will have been an interesting experience running. And it was. And so that was how it came about.
But you did win.
I did win. But the other two people who ran against me were really good. We had really good choices in Lennoxville. Mm-hmm. So, it's a humbling experience, though, to put yourself out there.
I'll
and. And then to have people put their confidence in you, and it's a great responsibility.
Yeah, so political issues brought you to come to the realization that you needed to get involved in politics.
Kind of, yeah. And another thing, too, was Mr. Trump.
Ah!
I cannot believe what comes out of his mouth.
No. He has a big influence, doesn't he?
Yeah. But, you know... just as a reflection, how many people have been spurred into politics like yourself simply because of his influence? So we need to really thank him, don't we?
maybe, but I look at him and I think that I could be better than him, but it's amazing that people believe him. But anyway, now I got elected, so I'll try to find out what the job is and do my best at it.
Interesting, though. Very interesting that you said that. It kind of like does make you think maybe he has a positive influence in some way that he doesn't mean to have.
It's more out of frustration, I think.
Yeah. And we also have Bert Collins with us. Bert, you a newcomer to politics?
Yes, I am.
And what was the spark?
Well, for the last 2 years, I've been looking around our district and the district and the borough and talking with Claude once in a while on the street. He said, Bert, join our team and join the borough and come work with us. So I got involved a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like where I am now, the district of Fairview. I met nice people, and they always give good comment. But I didn't take nothing for granted, because every time you were going somewhere, they will tell you, oh, Bert, don't worry, everybody knows you, you'll pass like this. But I didn't take nothing for granted until the November 5th when we were all together. When the first result came out, I had a number there, and I even asked Mr. Price, is this enough to win? So he said, Bert, don't worry, you're okay, so get a good soft drink and we'll relax now.
So the district you're representing is Fairview, and people know you from the golf course, and from you used to work at Bishop's as well.
Yeah, I worked for Bishop University a few years in security, and after that, they asked me to go manage the Eldonville golf course, and I think they forgot me. I've been there for the last 14 years now, and I really like it, but being in that business, you know a lot of people, so
yeah,
I'm really pleased.
Yeah, of course, Jennifer at Clark & Sons, and Claude at Pepper Tree Lennoxville?
Yeah, well, more than that, I've been a volunteer in Lennoxville for over something like 26 or 27 years.
Wow.
So I've been around a lot of people know me from from participating in a lot of things, I guess.
It's and seeing you walk your dogs and
that also.
So politics, municipal politics, politics of any stripe, I find, is something that's very, very mystifying to me that people actually choose to get involved in, because it's just sometimes so ugly. Are you ready for that ugly part, Claude?
You're never ready, because it's politics is always a big surprise. I find you learn something every day. So that's actually what I find stimulating in politics, is when you sit at the table, you actually learn constantly something new. There's always something coming up. Mm-hmm. So you have to deal with it. And I think that's what stimulates me to go into politics, to keep on going at it. But again, there, you have to keep in mind that you're sitting at the table and you're representing your citizens. And what comes up at the table, like our last meeting there, it's a party politics. Party sitting at the table. So that makes a difference. It has an influence, because they have different benefits than the independents. And mm-hmm. so that what created a little clash there at our last meeting. Mm-hmm. But that was a surprise.
So something to learn. Like Jennifer, you were saying earlier, before we started the interview, you were talking about how you haven't had a vast amount of involvement, direct involvement in politics, but that you've always followed politics, and you were expressing how your desire to learn, and I think you put it very well. How did you say that? You wanted to gather up the information like a sponge?
Oh, well, right now I'm very new to this, and we've had some training in Sherbrooke about how the different departments work and the heads of the departments, and
that's good.
Very interesting, and everybody is so professional and so welcoming, and it's been a very positive experience. So yes, I'm just sitting back and listening and absorbing as much as I can for mm-hmm. now, and hopefully I'll be able to help the citizens, like with any problems or.
Mm-hmm. And Bert, do you know about how much of a time commitment this is for someone like yourself getting involved in municipal politics? How much time will this take from you?
First of all, maybe time will be an issue, but when you do something that you like, there's always time to do something. And I find that you have to be extremely organized, and mm-hmm. you don't count your hours. Even me at the golf course, I don't count my hours at all. You can't.
No.
People, for an example, they'll come by, they want to see the place to rent. You got to be there. Let's say when they want to come at 6 o'clock at night, or at 5 o'clock at night, or 8 o'clock in the morning to pay the membership. You got to be there, and you mm-hmm. try to greet them the best as you can.
So it's the same thing with the citizens, eh?
Yeah.
The citizens approach you the same way.
Eh? See, like the other day, I was at Tim Horton. It was at 6:30 in the morning, and one guy asked me a question, said, look, first of all, I don't know the right answer. I took his name. He's one of my members. So he said, I'm going to be at the golf course tomorrow to pay my membership. No problem at all, and I'll probably have the answer to give you what you needed. So you got to like what you do. If you don't like that, if you don't like the work that you do, you won't like politics. So that's the way I see it.
It's a good answer. Very good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are some of the issues, any of you, that that brought you to politics, to want to be interested in municipal politics? Because Sherbrooke is a big, big city. It's not one of the huge cities, but all the same, it's not a simple thing to get involved with. There's a lot of aspects to Sherbrooke. So what are some of the local reasonings for your involvement?
Well, I was involved with the Business Association in Lenoxville for quite a few years, actually.
I
started
that.
It.
So,
and that's where I met David, actually, politically met David mm-hmm. Price. Mm-hmm. And then you start knowing more about where the money comes and how much taxes, of course, we pay, and what they're doing with our money, and mm-hmm. how to get our share, actually. Because you have to be sitting at the table to get our share back. Because we do pay the businesses have a high tax rate. Eh? And I wanted to make sure that we get our money back, you know, on services at least. Mm-hmm. They don't lower the taxes, but at least we get our share back.
Okay, so basically you wanted to maintain a presence for Lenoxville.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And its identity, how does the identity of Lenoxville fit into your vision?
I think the overlap, David wanted to retire 4 years ago. But then the council would have changed completely. So he wanted to make sure there's an overlap. So for the past 4 years, I'm a borough councillor in Bert's position, and I learned a lot of things. And that overlap is very important to Lenoxville.
Yeah.
A lot goes on here.
Institutional memory.
Yes.
Yeah. That's very, very important. Yeah. Trying to maintain the different character of Lenoxville and the citizens.
All the committees, all the organizations in Lenoxville, we have all kinds of them here. So we have to take care of them. We have to tend to them. And they need leadership. Somehow in there, I've seen that if you're sitting at the table and go to see them, well, they know they're supported. So it's kind of important.
It's very important. Yeah. Jennifer, did you have any local issues that were especially important to you that you wanted to make sure were covered adequately?
No, not really, to tell you. No, I was just... One thing I didn't want to do was to make promises if I was certain I couldn't...
Good.
...couldn't keep them. So I was just going to... wait to see what issues came up, because Lenoxville is still lucky in that it has two councillors. It's the only borough left in Sherbrooke that has councillors.
Borough councillors, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Bromptonville lost theirs, like this past election. So Bert and I are basically there to support Claude. Claude has a vote in the city of Sherbrooke, but Bert and I don't, so we're basically here to help Claude with...
Okay, I didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. So how did they lose their counselors?
That's quite a few years ago. I don't remember all the brouhaha that went around, because Bromptonville was going to be named a district. And Bromptonville fought against it, and I was there. We supported them because we had the same status as Bromptonville. Oh. So we supported them because eventually we're on the list. We're next on the list. So that's what you call we're becoming the bigger Sherbrooke. So there's, instead of six boroughs, we're down to four boroughs. We weren't touched because of our bilingual status. So that's what protected us. If Sherbrooke would have decided to make us a district, Sherbrooke would have to become a bilingual city.
Oh.
So it's very political, eh? It's
very political, especially when you start talking about language.
Of course, you don't touch that. You don't touch that. So they didn't touch it.
They didn't touch it. But Bert,
they tried.
What's some of your motivations locally for involvement? Some issues you feel?
I think there's two things that I find really important. It's, you got young people going to Bishop, and you got citizen of a certain age, and we're all together, and I think our security is extremely important for them, so this is one thing. I'm really got my eyes open on it, and we need to work a lot with the Ministère des Transports du Québec, NTQ, for our auto route to work on it quickly as possible, because it's incredible, the traffic
it is
in the morning and at night. It's incredible. So this is something that is always in the back of my mind, but we're now working with the government, the NTQ.
Including the crosswalks.
The crosswalk and all of that. We need to be together and show them it's extremely important for the local people. Mm-hmm. Those are two main issues for me that are extremely important.
Yeah, I try to keep healthy and, keep my lifestyle good so that I can live long enough to see the 410 completed. I think I may not make it. But it's sad, the amount of traffic that goes through here.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking today with Claude Charron, the...
borough president.
Of Lenoxville.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And we got Jennifer. She's a counselor for the Uplands section. And,
Jennifer Garfitt.
Jennifer Garfitt. You want both, yeah. And Bert Collins. He's a borough counselor for the Fairview.
Yeah, that's so we're very pleased to have all of you here today. Now, I'm not terribly politically inclined, especially you know, lately. Like Jennifer was saying earlier, you know, I'm a little disgusted with politics, but yeah, so.
So you represent a good the population, really, with your questions. Then, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think a lot of people are very disillusioned with politics, and it's nice to have a breath of fresh air come in and show us that people still care about the politics, what happens in their municipality, politics in general, and you have to care if you're going to, you know, stick your neck out and become a politician these days. So I certainly congratulate the three of you on your commitment to the community and your commitment to the political process. Is there something that I haven't covered that you would like that I have mentioned?
Well, I want to mention something about borough councillors.
Oh, sure.
Because I've been there. So
yes.
And you're the closest to your citizens politically,
very important.
Whatever level. This is your closest politician. So, and these people are really close to the people because they represent a small portion of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of people get to know them very easily compared to in Sherbrooke, you have in the districts now, you have some councillors that represent 10,000 people. So how close to the citizen can you be with 10,000 people under you?
That's a very good point. It's a very good point. Like, for instance, Bert, who had a lot of history with Bishop's University and now with the golf course, knows a ton of people. Jennifer Garfitt, who knows so many people in so many different situations that the two of you have seen people in, that's bound to bring a depth of knowledge to the political process municipally. And, of course, Claude Charron, who I think everyone knows. And I know that people have no problem approaching any of you.
No, absolutely not. I mean, people like us.
Anytime they need something, we're all around. We live here in Lenoxville, so they see us on the sidewalk, in the restaurant here in town, and they could approach me anytime. I think it would be the same thing with Jennifer and Claude.
And so when you're going to a
meeting, we're there for them, you know.
Yeah. So when you're going to a meeting, you have to make sure you move really far in advance because you know you're going to be interrupted on this walking on the street. So you have to talk 5 minutes here, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, so I won't bring up my pet peeve.
So I mean, Jen must get a lot of visitors at the Clarkson
store.
Center.
Oh yeah.
The
day after the election, a woman came in the morning and she said, "I want to be the first one to file a complaint with you." And I said, "Go right ahead. I don't know the answer, but I'll find out and get back to you."
Oh, that's a good attitude.
But we've always been lucky in Lenoxville because the councillors or whoever represented the people were always strong. I mean, you know, Linda Boulanger was an excellent councilwoman. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, David Price was devoted. And before that, through the years, everybody. But most people who get involved are community-oriented. And I'm very impressed with the new council in Sherbrooke, too. Mr. Lussier and the councillors are all, they're just so down to earth and they really care about the community.
That's a good point. Very good points. Yeah. So I want to thank you all for being here and I want to invite you back. Maybe we could do this on a regular basis.
Yeah,
have a little community check-in on a regular basis to find out how things are going. And also we could perhaps get people who are listeners to send in their questions or their comments.
That would be interesting.
That'd be wonderful. So I want to thank you very much. We've been talking with Claude Charron, with Jennifer Garfitt, and with Bert Collins, our new representatives for the borough of Lenoxville. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.